Hi, this is Jamie and Jack from Bombay Bicycle Club, and you're listening to Pop Filter. This week, we've taken over the podcast to share some of our favourite collaborations. This is Highwayman by The Highwaymen.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
So The Highwaymen was a country supergroup made up of Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson.
And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed, but I'm living still.
Formed in the mid-1980s, after Johnny Cash had had his kind of heyday as a solo artist.
I'll be back again and again and again.
I chose this for a few reasons. Weirdly, it sort of became my wife and I's song, you know, like the song that you have, which I don't know why, because I don't really listen to country music. I just sort of came across it at a particular point in our relationship, and then I sang it during our wedding with some friends, and Bombay Bicycle Club was the backing band at the wedding. So it has a special meaning for me because of that, but then I also just... I like the idea that, I don't know, there's something quite triumphant about it, but there's also the sort of death and aging in it, which is quite kind of appropriate when you think it was about sort of four country singers who, some of which were kind of past the peak of their career and probably starting to become more reflective on their lives and death.
They buried me in that grey tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, around.
I think it's about reincarnation and kind of being reincarnated as, I would say, sort of for at least the first three iterations, or the first three verses, kind of three different, I guess, like figures in kind of American history. So like the outlaw.
The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
The person working on the Hoover Dam.
I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide.
And then it finally ends with someone flying off in a spaceship, which is the Johnny Cash verse, which I always thought at the time was like incredibly unexpected and slightly bizarre.
I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side.
I don't think there's anything particularly kind of remarkable about the kind of arrangement or production. I mean, it's very 80s sounding. I think it's more that just the songwriting and the storytelling is very powerful. And the song is written by Jimmy Webb, who actually wrote one of my other favourite songs, Wichita Lineman, that was performed by Glenn Campbell.
And the Wichita Lineman is still on the line.
This is Highwayman by The Highwaymen.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. A young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. The sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico.
I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again. And again, and again, and again.
The Highwaymen sind das, die Country Supergroup um Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash und Kris Kristofferson. Hier mit dem Song, der so heißt wie die Band, Highwaymen. Die Empfehlung kommt heute von Jamie McColl, Gitarrist von Bombay Bicycle Club. Die Band aus London übernimmt diese Woche den Popfilter und stellt Songs vor mit spannenden Kollaborationen. Ja, und dieser Song hier, das ist die erste Single von The Highwaymen. 1985 kommt die raus, zu einer Zeit, in der die vier Musiker gerade mit so rückläufigen Plattenverkäufen kämpfen. Ja, auch Johnny Cash, der hat da seine Blütezeit gerade hinter sich, bevor ihm dann in den 90ern nochmal ein Comeback gelingt. Alle vier kommen also gerade so in ihre kreative Spätphase, sind freundschaftlich verbandelt und machen dann gemeinsame Sache. Den Song, den ihr hier gerade gehört habt, Highwaymen, den schreiben die vier allerdings nicht selbst, sondern der Songwriter Jimmy Webb. Und der Song, der ist wie gemacht für das Quartett, weil es gibt vier Strophen und jede Strophe handelt von Inkarnationen ein und derselben Person an unterschiedlichen Orten und Zeitpunkten der Geschichte. Angefangen beim Highwayman, über den Seemann, den Arbeiter am Staudamm und am Ende der Raumfahrer und damit das große Finale von Johnny Cash. Mit dem Song landen The Highwaymen damals ein Riesenerfolg. Der landet auf Platz 1 in den Country Charts. Und weil der Song in deren Version so einschlägt, sorgen The Highwaymen dafür, dass Jimmy Webb, der Autor des Songs, 1986 dann einen Grammy bekommt. So, das war der Popfilter für heute. Morgen geht's weiter mit der Takeover-Woche. Dann übernimmt wieder Jack Stedman von Bombay Bicycle Club. Auch mit ihm machen wir morgen eine kleine Reise in die Vergangenheit. Er bringt uns nämlich einen Song mit von einer der einflussreichsten Künstlerinnen aus den 60ern. Die konnte man übrigens neulich nochmal live auf der Bühne sehen, bei den Grammy Awards im Februar. Also, abonniert am besten den Popfilter, dann verpasst ihr keine Folge. Ich bin Gregor Schenk und ich sag danke fürs Zuhören und bis morgen.
Ja, ist doch alles gut. Beruhig dich, geht ja bald weiter. Die neue Staffel Iswas Dog ist doch bereits in der Mache. Kleinen Augenblick Geduld noch und dann gibt's hier wieder Geschichten über gute und schlechte Hundstage und natürlich Tipps von unserer Expertin Melanie Lippisch für eine harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehung.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus. Jetzt bewerten, abonnieren und weiterempfehlen.